Thank you, and God bless you. We're glad you came our way on the internet. This is the sermons page, and it's a Sunday morning here, but wherever you are, it can be a wonderful day if you'll trust the Lord. Father, we thank you, and we glorify you. We praise you. You're so glorious, we can hardly wait. We're going to have new bodies to see you because you're so powerful, so pure, so wonderful, so full of light. We're looking forward to finding you, and thank you for finding us. We give you praise and honor. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Ephesians, the second chapter, the first 10 verses. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Father, you're so glorious and wonderful. We want to praise you this day. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this mighty promise in your word that you've given us grace and that you've made us alive in Christ. Lord, make us alive today in you, in Jesus' name, and open up our ears to hear your words. Lord, we pray for your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom, that your spirit would fill him anew and in a greater way today, Lord, that your words would flow from him to the world, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you that every day is a privilege. Every day is another step closer to you. Father, we thank you for the many miracles that you do for us daily that we're not even aware of. How that you keep us. You keep us out of harm's way many times. You keep our bodies so we're well. We thank you for all. What a privilege this day, knowing you as our Heavenly Father, our parent, that you are always there. And you'll always be there. Lord God, you're beyond any of our understanding. As mere mortals, we don't understand. In our finite mind, we don't really know, but we know that you're the answer. And Father, we do give you praise. We give you glory and honor and adoration this day that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of glory. And your Son, Jesus, is our Savior of the world. And we thank you for him. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for this day. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. What a wonderful day to know. What if I was born somewhere and didn't know what I know? Our bodies are we're always a needy people. God made us this way. As long we need a drink of water. As long we need something to eat. God made us that way that we have to be partakers of a substance that is not in us. We have to put that substance in us to be able to live on mortal oil. With that, there's a mixture of air, oxygen that we take in. It's very vital for our bodies to live. And with that, there's a lot of chemicals in our body that we find out more and more and more. They're in there, and you know what they do, but doctors are still trying to figure out what they are. In that, we have what they call practice medicine because they don't really know. They practice it, which is right. God is the only one that really knows. But I truly believe that God, I'm saying God, instead of my Heavenly Father, but I'm just pushing out here where the world knows, the God of God, the God that created everything, he is here to help those that will seek him. For those that will call upon him, he's going to come close. And if you really mean business, he's going to come in your heart. And you ask him for your son, Jesus, you can ask him, and Jesus will come in your heart, and you'll have a new life, a new formula to go by. The things will be forgiven, what you've done in the past. No sins will be remembered no more. Sometimes we want to remember, but Lord, they put them in the sea of forgetfulness. And I believe as long as we keep that up to date, and that's meaning every day I need to ask God, Lord, to forgive me where I fail. Whatever I've done wrong, it's something that I must take care of daily. It's like in the Old Testament when the people give their sacrifice. This, we don't do it in the same way. We don't take an animal or food or whatever it is and put it out as a sacrifice, but we do it from our heart. When our heart calls out to the Lord, we need you, He's there to honor us, to bless us. That's still not in the sermon, but as a background, we're very needy. We have to have, most of us have to take vitamins. When they take I've got to go up very shortly for another blood test. They'll see what my count is, and this is what makes up what people see on this outfit. It's not that. It's a bunch of little things crawling around inside you that makes you work. But God is He is it, made this from the foundation of the world. I've claimed that God, Adam looked just like we do. And we look like the Lord. He patterned us after His own image and His likeness. It's so high, so broad, so wonderful. It's hard for us as mortals to receive this because it's beyond this world. This chapter, 2 Ephesians, it says, "And you have He quickened who are dead in trespasses in where you all walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." According to the prince power of the air, the power that now works in the children of disobedience. The Lord made us for we're tempted. Adam and Eve tempted. And from that time on, all people are tempted. And that's the proving point for us. It's like an engine has to be hardened to do a certain job. If it puts out 300 horses, it's got to actually put over more through 300 because safely you can put out 300. And that's the way we are. God wants us to increase in Him. As we get older, we get from start to the bottom up, the foundation. We lay hold of an eternal life. But the principality of the air is the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He comes to bring havoc. He comes to give you sickness, sorrow, all the evilness that you can think about, He brings it. But as we as God's people, the Lord told me this morning, how Satan is going to come in this last hour with most, especially Christians that have a view of heaven, he's going to come in with entertainment. Entertainment has a way myself. I love entertainment. And we all love entertainment. But we got to be careful they don't steal my first love. And Satan is very good at putting a camouflage up that you don't see the real end, the real part of what it's given you. The Bible says in Corinthians, "When we walk in the flesh, we do not war of the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord." The Lord made us in ourselves that we can put off the powers of darkness. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Goes on down, "Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." What I'm saying, God has given us a protection, but we have to do the moving it. It's there, but we got to get it. We got to bring it into us. It's like exercising. God made us the same way in our normal bodies. If we sit back and sit on a couch for a few months, we're going to be bedridden, and they'll have to put us in a wheelchair. These muscles, what we're made of, the bones, actually, the meat is around the bone, and the bone, as we exercise, the bone grows. When you do nothing, your bone deteriorates. So you got to, as old people, you got to be dedicated enough to keep working, flexing, because it keeps your bones. The bones give way, you're going to be on the ground. And the bone is what keeps you strong, but it's got muscles to hold the bone. God made us that way. And that's what we are spiritually, to grow in the Lord. There has to be confrontations. There has to be problems that we face daily, but we know where our help comes from the Lord. And we got to be serious in mind to seek Him and call upon Him. Touch it out to the extent we need His power that we'll be start growing. Because that using my muscles enlarge my bones. And if we don't enlarge our spiritual muscles the same way, our bones pretty soon cave back. Then, when a real sudden jolt comes in, there's no structure there. There's no power. This way, we go backwards instead of forward. And exercise, you miss a couple days, but it's going to tell on you real fast. The older you get, this happens. In the 20s, we hit our peak. We're sort of going downhill. But you got to really keep trim in the Lord. Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But we just have not the physical body, but we got the spiritual body. That spiritual body is very special because it keeps our mindset upon him. And our mindset, God made this mind such a way that we retain things in this mind that helps us, that are beneficial to us. But we got to exercise it. Best way is scriptures. The Word of God. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens. My God shall supply all of my needs according to the riches which are in glory. And God seeing us as we are able to make mistakes. Through a mistake, we're to be man enough, lady enough to go to the bond and say, I've made a mistake. And they forgive us. But the problem is, we're not man enough, we're not lady enough to go to the bond. And we think, well, I'll just push it on the rug. Nobody sees it. The Lord sees everything. We sweep that on the rug, we sweep a little more on the rug. Pretty soon that rug's got a big bulge on it. Pretty soon it's dirty under there. And where our life is the same way. Everybody knows it, but we're like, we don't see it. But yet, everybody in the world sees, oh, look at that under. Well, you don't see that? No, I don't. Because it's too close to me to see. God made us to be transparent in this day that our lives will so shine that he will see the glory. We won't do it as just a bragging about it, but as we live, it becomes a message to the world, what he can do for his children. And we are his offspring. We are his, what he wants to fill this world with. Not this world, but mentally in heaven. We'll transplant from here to heaven. We grow here. We grow in the nature and admonition of the Lord. We think that the things are good. We think that the things are just. And we put away the things of evil. There's no evil befall thee, no plague come nigh on thy dwelling. Only with mine eyes shall behold and see the word of wicked. He shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they even dash thy foot against the stone. We're fearfully, I feel the glory of God's here today in a very powerful and very wonderful way. We should not be deceived at any time. God has given us favor with people. They may not come to us, but God's there. He's behind us. And they might come to you and laugh at you, might do all, but God sees it. He'll not no more happen to you that he'll take care of you. But he's going to take, you have to take the first step all the time, and God will take with you. Lo, I'll be with you always. But you take that first step, you're on a stroke. And you can't move. God says, I'll be with you. Well, you get up and start making one day at a time. You start making your recovery. The same way in this world, if we get down in the bottom towards sin, we make a recovery. We, one step at a time, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get closer to my Lord. And the things that bring us closer to him is studying this word, putting yourself around association of people that have the same thoughts you have, understand the things that you do, and you start growing. Oh, those bones start getting bigger and harder, and your muscles get stronger. Pretty soon, your arms get bigger. Your spiritual is there. But we grow with the prince of the power of the air. He never stops. He's here to give you to the day, with the last day of our life, he's here to pronounce death to if he can handle it. If he thinks he can take us out, he's going to take us out. But the Bible says, greater is he that's in you, and he is in the world. I believe that greater means more power, more closeness. You know, having that sense of is so special. Having that closeness of there's no ill befall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Isn't that great promises? Great peace have they that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. If you study this word, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do we give a exercise in that word, our spiritual muscles start getting larger than what's around us. So we start getting bigger, and we got to start pushing. I don't need that evil no more. I don't need that evil thought. I don't need this. I don't need it. I want to serve my God because He is my one that I want. That's the one that has saved me, and we're to grow to the way we're to enlarge ourselves in Him. When a child, they're not an adult. Most of them start with walking, but they grow to a human level. Like their parents, Roman. They're similar. And that's why we are. We're similar to the Lord after God filled us with the Spirit of God. We should start growing in His likeness. Because He is our eternal Creator. And He's coming back to touch you in life here. You can be touched every day. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Many people in life, you see, you'd like to tell them, I know what you're at and what you need to help you, but you can't. The Lord won't even let you say nothing. But your light shines and they see, what do you got? I've seen so many people in my life, they used to say, what do you got? I said, I'm really, and it started in the army. And I think in Japan, when I come back from Korea, a bunch of these guys says, what do you got? And I said, it's just the Lord. Well, they said, we know that, but God was my personal friend every day I was in Korea. Oh, I feel this, He's mighty. And what, He's here to help you in the time of taking a driver's test. You know, here a couple of years ago when I had to take a driver's test. Here I'd gone all these years, no accidents, no nothing. And I thought, oh, I was fretting myself. Bible says, fret not thyself, because I was concerned whether I could pass the test. And the Lord says, you're okay, just relax. See, we don't relax. We don't relax. God, we don't not to be uptight. Uptight, sort of like afraid, fearful. See, God wants to get us ready for heaven, and He's not going to take nobody that's fearful to heaven. So in that time here, we're practicing not to be fearful. We're practicing. Well, it's there, but you're not going to let it. You're going to tell yourself it's not going to happen. You're going to be, God's going to bless you. And so, when I took Scott and Lopez, I had a pickup then, and the officer went into, he had a special one, came all the way from another city down just for me, and he was late, and I let him see the blinker lights, and all the lights were all right. He said, well, and I says, just start driving out towards the freeway. So I drove through town, and railroad tracks, I slowed down, did what I thought was right, but he got on the freeway, says, I want you now, I want you to be 70 miles an hour. It's only, I don't know, less than a quarter mile. I know. I said, just 70 miles an hour? Yes. So I thought, well, 70, I'll go up to 75. And I did. He says, you're doing fine. Just keep going. And so I went down the freeway, and he came back, and he says, by the way, he says, you're a real good driver. But him telling me that gave me confirmation it was really right. It gave me something to start going out to be, bringing in that into perfection. You got to bring it into perfection. You got to practice doing what's right. And good things sometimes have a way of a pulling us. We can go someplace that's real shady, and we're going to come back, and we're not going to feel really great because wrong spirits there. If you go someplace and you feel okay, you need to pray up a little bit because there's wrong spirits. Unless just people feel like you do. God will send you there to be a light. That's what He really did. You're to go there and be a light, but you don't do the things they do. You practice all the time seeking God. You pray without ceasing. Is there in the midst of them you're praying, Lord, help me. Help me to be that light shine. And that's putting on the whole armor of God that they don't see it. They don't understand it, but it works. It's power. And this is what we need to have this last hour to be able to have a performance level that's so high that the world don't know what's going on. They're deceived, but we're not deceived. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So when you sow good things, you're going to reap it. If you sow speaking kindness, you're going to reap kindness. You speak the things of God, they're going to be in you. They're going to be found there. And many times you say, I've never seen a harvest yet, but there's out there, and other people see it, but you don't even see it. Because your light that shines, the pathway of the just is a shining light, as a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. That's what we're looking for, is that most perfect day. So as we let it shine, we're looking for that day. I'm not finished yet. I'm on my way to perfection. I'm on my way, the gospel way. I'm coming to seek my Savior because He's coming back through the clouds of glory. And He's coming soon, my people. He's coming that we might be alive and real in this present world, that we'd have a supernatural power. It's not of this world, but in the power of God. So, and God before soon for me against greater seed that's in us. He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled. Then let it be afraid. For my Father's house are many mansions, were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go away, I will come again and reach the end of myself. The prophet, the I am, there ye might be also. God loves us that we might have His extended hand forever. My children, I will not leave thee, my people. My ones, I will not leave thee. I am here to help thee. I am here to restore thee. I am here to keep thee. Come, my ones, come. For I will use thee as I've used this one. Come, my people, all over the world, where you are, seek me and you shall surely find me. I'll bless thee. I'll let miracles happen because my delight in this last hour to touch my beloved, says the Spirit of God. God's here to help us. God's here to rearrange your life. God's the spokesman of us. He is our helper, our soon coming King. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Oh, that we can have thought about many times how that the robe of righteousness must be just beyond your imagination. That how God's going to deck His children. And God loves us so much. It's beyond our understanding. I pray that God will bless you this day. God will make His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, give you strength this day evermore. I pray that God will enrich your life with Him. Call upon Him, He will answer thee and give you great and mighty things that you know not. Speak the word of God, and God will be with you and for you. As that word says, be strong in the Lord and the power of might, that we might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strength of all might, according to His power and long suffering, with joy and joyfulness. That's my prayer. That's the prayer. Take it this day, and God will bless you. And amen, and amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. In 20 minutes, the Holy Spirit could do more than some old dry old doctor of theology could do in an hour of droning.
I didn't even know what it
was. We've enjoyed this wonderful presence of the Lord. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and thank you for the blessing on the listener. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.